The Queensland Police Minister is today defending the officers who stripped an intellectually disabled Indigenous boy naked and left him for several days in an adult watch house in Brisbane. He said the police followed, quote, appropriate processes. But the Queensland opposition is calling for a royal commission into how and why children are being kept in adult watch houses. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy reports.
Documents written by the Office of Queensland's Public Guardian suggest the boy has a neurodevelopmental disorder and fetal alcohol syndrome. The boy's believed to be 17 years old and was kept in the maximum security adult watch house in Brisbane in late March through to early April. Because he expressed thoughts about suicide, the boy was stripped naked by watch house officers and told to dress in a so-called suicide smock. The documents reveal that when he refused, he was left naked and given a blanket to cover himself. Queensland's Police Minister Mark Ryan says proper processes were followed.
Yeah, look, there's been a number of allegations raised, and can I say police have looked into this matter. And police informed me that all appropriate processes were followed.
The police minister says the matter has been looked into.
Police, first and foremost, care about the safety and well-being of people in the watch houses. That is their paramount concern. They have processes and policies to follow. If, of course, there are allegations and people want to make allegations, those things are investigated. And if processes and procedures haven't been followed, then there are consequences.
Last month, the ABC's Four Corners program revealed that children were being held in adult watch houses across the state because of a shortage of beds in juvenile detention centres. In one instance, a child was kept in isolation in the watch house for 23 days. Today, the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, seemed to contradict her police minister, saying an investigation is underway into this latest case and those raised by Four Corners.
I've asked for an investigation into that. Those matters that were raised on Four Corners are actually in the process of being thoroughly investigated. I know Ethical Standards is doing that. But my understanding is that there's more to that story, so I might leave that for others to comment.
Queensland's opposition leader Deb Frecklington has called for a royal commission into the matters.
It is absolutely abhorrent that any child is held in a watch house for more than 72 hours. I'm absolutely disgusted that any child in Queensland is held naked for 4 days. This is unacceptable. Anastasia Palaszczuk needs to explain herself today. Anastasia Palaszczuk needs to explain why children are being held in watch houses for over 72 hours, for up to 40 days at a time.
After this story broke, the Queensland Police Service issued a second statement to the ABC saying it had undertaken further inquiries and found that the boy did wear the suicide smock, but not in a traditional way, rather as a sarong with the smock covering his genitals.
Rachel Mealy reporting.